Alpha Blondy there with Abortion is a Crime. But is it really a crime? A very dicey topic there. Hello and a very warm welcome to the 77%, the show for Africa's youth and the only platform that gives you the opportunity to join the conversations that matter to the African continent. My name is Jojo Kachi and I'm super elated that you are joining us today.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire.
Well, today we are discussing abortion, and African nations are making enormous progress in protecting the rights of women and girls to access the essential reproductive health care. This is according to the Center for Reproductive Health, who have hailed the decision by Sierra Leone's government to back a bill that will legalize abortion. At the same time, Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, is also considering legalizing abortion. But what is Africa's abortion legal status? And what are Africans saying about decriminalization of abortion?
There is nothing we practice in Nigeria that we don't abuse. So giving an abortion-free society, which means you are encouraging it, naturally, abortion is bad and is illegal.
Well, we will get to that shortly, but first, let's put down some facts before we get into the debate and your views thereafter. And to help me break it down is my colleague Okeri Ngushinatho. Okeri, good to see you, and take us through.
Thank you, George, for having me on the show as well. These facts that we're bringing you are from the Center for Reproductive Rights. It is the global human rights organization of lawyers who ensure reproductive rights are protected. These facts that we're bringing you are from the Center for Reproductive Rights. It is the global human rights organization of lawyers who ensure reproductive rights are protected in law as fundamental human rights for the dignity, equality, health, and well-being of every person. Now, according to the organization, there are 25.1 million unsafe cases of abortion that are performed each year worldwide. Secondly, it's worth noting that only 50 countries in the world have liberalized their abortion laws over the past 25 years. This, in effect, means that about 41% of women of reproductive age still live in countries with restrictive abortion laws. Now, let's shift our focus to the African case. While the organization says that there is an enormous progress being made in the continent as far as overturning the restrictive abortion laws, as you have mentioned, we have countries like Sierra Leone considering decriminalization of abortion. Benin also last year legalized abortion. However, there are still four nations where abortion is still considered a taboo, according to the CRR. These are Madagascar, Mali, Congo-Brazzaville, and Egypt. Meanwhile, in 11 countries, abortion is only legal in cases of saving the woman's lives. But unfortunately, in these cases, it's still hard to actually go through with abortion. So that's generally a snip overview of the legal status, George. But I'm sure our listeners want to hear what Nigerians think. As we all know, its commercial capital, Lagos, is considering new guidelines for safe abortions.
And that's why our very own Sam Olukoya is on standby in Lagos with a panel ready to dissect in today's topic. And Sam, take it over.
Thank you, George. It's a pleasure to welcome our listeners to Lagos. I'm joined by a panel of four youths, Shegu Mike, Miracle Adekpoju, Olayinka Olakule, and Abidoye Babatunde. Today we're discussing abortion. Should it be banned or should it be allowed? You are all young people. And we know that many of those who indulge in abortion are young. Can we get a perspective of how common the incidence of abortion is among young Nigerians? Miracle Adekpoju.
I feel the way abortion is in Nigeria right now is, like, we have 100% of youths, of young ladies right now. 85 of them are adopting that abortion measure to also get against unwanted pregnancy. There's no other means for you to get rid of a baby if you don't want to abort it, aside from you have a miscarriage.
And Abidoye, how do you react to the rampant cases of abortion which Miracle just described?
For me, it's really polluting the community, because when it comes to aborting, it will affect the person, the lady who is carrying the pregnancy, and is not really okay for a person that is hoping to get pregnant and still aborting due to
I think I'll have to kick against that. You're saying illiteracy brought about abortion. There are times you need to adopt abortion if the pregnancy poses danger into the life of the bearer, I mean the mother. The next thing for you is to abort the child. So if you are saying illiteracy leads to abortion, I want to kick against that. I want to say sometimes you don't have choice than to do it.
And also adopt that system, because there are many things that are called to people, even women, when it comes to pregnancy. Because many times there are ladies that it affects their system. Have you not heard of cases of women getting pregnant that the baby is not staying in the womb?
Olayinka, you seem to disagree with Shegu.
I will not agree with you. The reason why I will not agree with you is that there is nothing we practice in Nigeria that we don't abuse. Naturally, abortion is bad and is illegal as far as our society is concerned.
Please, you need to
because there are some many
abortion
facts.
Is bad. Yes. How is abortion bad?
It's very, very bad because the many times some people they terminate an abortion and it leads to death. And there are many things, even to the extent that lead to barrenness into the life of many people. Oh. So we should not encourage it in our society. Abortion is bad, and you should agree that it's bad.
And is abortion bad, Abidoye?
Looking at it very well, if you check majorly, the ladies that are into this abortion, okay, they are not married. And looking at it, safe abortion contributes to a significant proportion of maternal mortality and also the morbidity in Nigeria. And look at it, the current laws, which means that many women are forced to seek the service of unqualified practitioners.
Olayinka and Abidoye, you are both against abortion. What, in your opinion, should be the alternative to abortion?
To my own opinion, to avert or to get rid of this abortion issue or whatever in our society is to promote education based on this effect of this abortion. There is no way you will terminate a pregnancy, it's always have an adverse effect. Like some people, they conducted the abortion when they are young and it leads to barrenness.
Shegun, you seem to disagree with Olayinka.
That is happening because the society is not free to abort. You don't have the freedom to go to the right channel. If to say the government allow everybody to walk into medical facilities, walk into hospital to, you know, make abortion in a legal way, you will meet experts there.
That's because when you have people that are experts in these things, they know where to touch.
So, Miracle, do you think encouraging women to use contraceptives will reduce the rate of abortion?
Did you know most ladies right now will tell you they use contraceptives to just make sure that they don't have that pregnancy and the pregnancy will still come?
No, we agree. But what because we are saying in essence is that when there is a proper education to reduce the level of abortion in our society, the best way out of abortion is to say no, to abstain from sex.
Olayinka, should men have the right to decide, for example, for their wives as to whether or not they can have abortion?
We have seen many husbands that lured their wife to abortion, and at the end of the day, the wife died. The man will continue his life and will marry to another person. So the best thing is to look at the disadvantage and advantage of what they want to do, rather than risking one's life. Abortion is a way of risking one's life and damage one's life.
Okay, when you want to tell me that the contraceptive that ladies use does not risk their life? Many ladies are outside there that contraceptive does not allow them to have a child right now.
Mm. I agree, but abortion should not also add to it.
Okay.
It's almost the same thing.
It's not the same thing. The damage that abortion causes is more severe and more.
I want to quickly. I want to quote.
Some people are regretting now that they have committed abortion when in their secondary school or one day or the other.
And some people are saying they would have done the abortion back then.
Okay. I want to quickly quote the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who stated, "Eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children will have very damaging effect on the economy and will set women back decades."
That Janet, that is our own theory. But I want you to know that you are talking about it can lead to advance of poverty or whatever. But what about death? Death is the final thing.
Okay, I will also tell you that abortion does not necessarily lead to death. Abortion is a safe medical procedure.
May lead to death.
Anything in life can lead to death.
the best way you do is to say no to sex. Now, once abortion, you don't need your child, then you have freedom from sex.
Abortion is a safe medical procedure that protects lives. I want to tell you, the death rate for legal abortion is just 0.7 death for every 100,000 abortion.
You are talking about the last analysis of the advanced country.
That is not
but
advanced
in our
country.
Society, that
is the statistic. That is what we have. Numbers don't lie. Statistics don't lie.
Abortion. That is the statistics of
what
the advanced country.
You are not talking about abortion.
They are abortion-free society.
I am telling you about the statistics we have globally.
If you are saying it, but I will never agree with you because some unprofessional, unqualified doctors are now engaging in abortion. Yes, in their various centers.
This is the DW 77% coming to you from Lagos, Nigeria. My name is Sam Olukoya. Let's take a short break from the debate as I hand you over to George in Bonn, Germany.
Well, Okeri, a heated debate.
Yes, very much. Everyone has very strong opinions on this topic in Nigeria, I see.
Yeah. And thank you very much. And remember, you're listening to the 77% show. And now let's head to Sierra Leone, where the government is backing a monumental step towards expanding reproductive rights. And here is what Sierra Leoneans think.
Nikki Spencer-Coker, I'm a lawyer. This is a landmark, I believe, announcement and excellent news in that it signifies government of Sierra Leone's recognition of the importance of providing reproductive health rights access and choices for the women and girls. And it signifies that we will have very soon a Safe Motherhood and Reproductive Health Act for Sierra Leone.
Nyamakurasila, I think that a lot of what goes on, you know, with the government of Sierra Leone is for outward show and none of it has any real substance to it.
I am a farmer. I think this is a step in the right direction by President Bio. Far too long, this has been a national concern, taking into effect the high and unacceptable mortality rate in this country. We've lost our precious women and girls to quack doctors. This also puts us in line with the Maputo Protocol and must be monitored well by the authorities involved because a lot of lives can be saved.
Those are some of the voices from Sierra Leoneans. You too have a say and you can have your say in today's discussion. And we have streams of comments coming through, Okeri, don't we?
Yes, we asked some of your opinions on what's your take on legalizing abortion. And here are some of the things our listeners said. Penda Agogo said, human right begins with the right to life of the unborn child in the womb. These innocent children in the womb are crying for courageous men and women alike to boldly defend their rights.
Well, Penda, much appreciated. And Josh Oigoga says, only under medical condition where the women's life is in danger will I support abortion.
And we also have another one from Amos Menda who says, if our African leaders signed this bill, it will hurt our generation. The death rate will increase more than Ebola and coronavirus. Africans will reject the satanic bill. That's very strong comments coming from our listeners.
And we are having Simon Kuban who is saying our girls here are doing it even when it is not legal. I oppose this preposition. It is evil and barbaric.
Yes, very much. You too can have your say and remember to drop us more comments on our Facebook page at DW Africa. Now let's head back to Lagos where Sam is on standby.
Welcome back to Lagos as we continue the debate on whether or not abortion should be legalized. Ola Inka, you are against abortion, but there's this argument that because abortion is legal, many people are going underground and meeting quacks. On the other hand, if it is legalized, then people will come out openly and meet experts. Don't you subscribe to this view?
The reason is this, it will encourage more people to engage in all kind of unreliable, unresponsible sex. And the level of the sex workers will even increase because they will know at the end of the day, we walk into hospital and terminate the pregnancy, which should not be so. As far as Nigeria is concerned, we have many things to tackle, not the issue of abortion. So what I'm saying in essence is that we should look at the risk, the aftermath of abortion.
When you are getting into marriage, or you want to even give birth to child, you have intention of giving birth to 3 kids. Then later on, you try to enjoy yourself by having sex with each other. Then that's it. Now, why are you not into the marriage if you don't have sex with each other? When you now later get to have another one more child, which you guys did not even plan for, That is when you don't want it. That's because you don't, that pregnancy is not wanted. You don't want it. So what's the next thing to do? Would you not keep something that would still even start giving the child visits to like think that, oh, why did I come to this world? Why is it even this family I came to? The economy is not really smiling. You now start looking for how to cater for them. When there's no job, when there's no how to survive, they go into the streets to do bad things. They go into the streets to damage things.
Segun, you support abortion. What do you have to say to that?
Sometimes you just find yourself in that situation whereby somebody rape you as a woman.
Yeah.
And you discover that you are pregnant. And the child, 100% is unwanted. I believe if we legalize abortion, people will not bastardize it.
Sure.
People will not go out of hand because it is legal. You know where to go to do it when you are supposed to do it.
But Olayinka, why do you think people should be denied the rights to abortion?
There is no opportunity given to us, especially in this our society, that we not abuse. The best of it all that we can do is to prevent it by using some preventive measures. Even if you want to have sex, you should be able to adapt with something you use, either condom. Even prevention, the condom can fail. But at least to an extent, you will have known that I've prevented myself from unexpected.
Now, you prevented yourself, but at the end of the day, it just came. Somehow, you have it now.
Is there any crime giving back to child? As many as possible. In China, they have over 1 billion and they are surviving. They are doing okay.
Are you considering the economy?
Their economy is more okay than the one in Nigeria.
Listen to me. Either economy in China is okay or not, either logically, systematically, you commit abortion, you have killed.
Miracle, what should a woman do in the event of disagreement with a man over the issue of abortion?
As a lady, if you are the only one trying to make decision for yourself, you know you have anything that happens, you take consequence for yourself. But if you have two people involved, which is the person that impregnated you and you yourself, and the person is not telling you that impregnated you, that you should not get rid of that pregnancy. You are the one that will face those consequences as a lady. You go through the pain, you go through the shame, because it's an unwanted pregnancy. Something you don't want is shameful.
What is shame about pregnancy? Once you know that you don't want pregnancy, then you should run away from anything that can cause stress.
Let's have the final words now. There's a debate in Lagos on whether or not to legalize abortion. Shego, if they refuse to legalize abortion, what do you think will be the consequence?
If abortion is not legalized, I think we continue to experience death in our young ladies and even married ladies. I will continue to have a lot of vagabonds in our society.
And lastly, Olayinka, if they legalize abortion in Lagos, what do you think will be the consequence?
If abortion is legalized in Lagos, there will be an increase in death rate as a result of abortion. That when I have sex and I have a pregnant, they can easily walk to an hospital to abort it. So it should not be something that we should legalize. It may be good for the advanced society like America, Canada, London, but Nigeria, especially Lagos, that we are too crowded and so on. Abortion is not advisable and it's not good for our society.
On that note, we end this week's debate from Lagos. We have heard the arguments from four youths in Lagos on whether or not abortion should be legalized. My guests are Segun, Miracle, Olayinka, and Abidoye. We now go back to Bonn, Germany, as my colleague takes over.
Sam Olukoya from Lagos, many thanks for that heated debate. And that's all we had for this week's 77% show. And thank you for tuning in. You can listen to the show and previous editions by visiting dw.com/77%. Keep the 77% debate going by visiting our Facebook page at DW Africa. Until next time, my name is George Okachi.
And this was Okeri Kushinado joining George this week. Until next time.